Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Diehards, it's Monday. Do you know the hardest door to open in sales is your car door? Why don't you get your ass in the car and go out and make a few sales calls? I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the book, Get Shit Done. It's Monday. Go get shit done. You're not selling enough. You know you're not selling enough. Your boss has a foot up your ass, and we're going to help you.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I'm Jen Gittimer, author of Sales in a New York Minute, and it's time. We're so excited you've joined us today because we have an amazing episode. Take a listen.
We have an amazing topic today regarding you and your success. And it's unknown. It's not voiced. It is not something that you're ever going to read a book on, in my opinion. If you look in the dictionary, it's a wrong definition. But the challenge for you is, what do you take pride in doing? What is your pride of accomplishment? And what is the pride that you exude when something great happens?
So we're calling this the least understood ingredient to your sales success because people don't really talk about it. People don't really explain what it takes to get there, how once you have it, how it's going to help you, how it's going to help your success.
People express it sometimes in a way that's perceived negatively by bragging about what they did.
Like being arrogant or ostentatious or whatever. Right.
I wrote a column many years ago about the fallacies of salespeople, and one of them is BTNA. Big talk, no action. And because salespeople always say, hey, I made a big sale today. Did you get the contract? Monday, I'm getting it Monday. Did you get a check? Well, they're going to send it by the end of the month. You got nothing. Fucking nothing. And you're bragging about it. And people go, that guy's full of shit.
Oh, man.
But if you have made a great sale and you're really, and you got the money and you got the contract, then you can talk about it. And that's personal pride. Some people look at it more humbly than others. Some people are braggadocios. Some people are just, you know, quietly successful. But the bottom line is everybody has a sense of pride about them. Everybody.
That's right. All right. So we're going to throw a poll out there so we can get your feedback on what you think pride is or isn't. And we've like pre-prepped this. So it's just going to magically appear.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on the podcast, the way to take part in the poll is to find us on Facebook. Go to one of our Facebook pages. I'm Jennifer Gluckow Gittimer, and Jeffrey's really simple, Jeffrey Gittimer, and just go to one of our Facebook pages.
I don't use
pages.
My middle name.
No, and you'll be able to see this poll and take part in it because we want your votes. We want to know like what your thoughts are.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me, by the way, I used to go by Jeffrey H. Gittimer, and then I dropped the H because, I don't know, I didn't really felt like I needed it anymore. I could just be Jeffrey Gittimer. I have a middle name. It's Harold. I've been using it for years, and you need it on your passport and shit, but
that's
you
true.
Don't need it to sound any different or better. So if you use your whole middle name, then it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
David Randall.
Yeah. My middle name's Blake. So Jennifer Blake is actually like kind of a cool name.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But here's the deal. I want you to think about your pride, and I'm going to give you a solid metaphor to think about it by. Think about the difference between renting something and owning something. You have a job that you're going to do at home, and you go to the store and you buy a drill, or you go to United Rental and you rent a drill. Which are you going to take care of more? Which are you going to take more pride in? But let me give you a better metaphor than
Wait. Let's talk about that homeowners versus renters one. Is that I'm going to give you a little taste of what I experienced last night. I was walking the dogs, and I returned from my dog walking adventure only to find
Dog poop.
Dog poop in our hallway. In our, we live in a building with, unfortunately, other people, and
some of them are very nice.
Yeah.
Some are dog shit.
Yeah, and literally, like dog poop inside, right outside the elevator, and I'm like, what the? And literally, when Jeffrey and I were talking about it, I said, one of us, I don't remember who, said, it must be a renter. Because, like, no one who owns an apartment in this building would think, let me just leave it there.
Yeah. So anyway, and
it's
a nice
place. Must be, because if you own, you're going to take more pride in every part of it. You're going to take pride in the hallway. You're going to take pride in the elevator. You're going to take pride in all the pieces
that
surround it.
Look at my trash this week.
But you're going to
take... It's the best trash in the building.
You're going to take oh, my God. You're going to have pride in all the pieces that surround it, not just the main part of it, which would be the inside of your home.
Think about the last time you rented a car versus the last time you bought a car. Which do you take more pride in, the ownership or rental?
The ownership.
Of course. You don't drive around the neighborhood going, hey, look at my new rental.
You don't detail the rental.
You drive around the neighborhood bragging about your new car. Now, let's look at it this way. Your kid in the backseat of a rental spills a bag of potato chips.
Ooh.
What do you do?
Nah.
Nothing. It's a rental. But if your kid spills a bag of potato chips in the backseat of your car, your new car, he's licking the potato chips up off the back seat.
And just for the record, our kid is not eating potato chips in the backseat of my car.
Right, exactly. Okay, so understand that part.
Yeah.
Now, let's take it to another level. You have a kid. You're fortunate enough to have a child. And the child kicks a goal in soccer or hits a home run in a baseball game or spikes a ball in a volleyball game or wins something big, a contest. You're bragging about that for weeks. It was the best home run. My kids. Okay, now, what I want you to do is think about transferring that pride to yourself. What are you proud of and how are you conveying that pride to others? Because that is something that will benefit your sales ultimately. If you're proud of what you do, it's transferable to that prospect.
Hold on. That was so major that you really need to say that again. And if you can't, then you guys need to hit the 30-second back button and literally listen.
The 30-second back button? There is such a thing?
Yeah. And listen to what Jeffrey just said one more time, because that transference of pride.
Yeah.
Is the missing piece that so many don't realize the importance of.
It manifests itself in self-love for who you are and self-love for what you represent and self-love for who you represent. So you look at it from the perspective of, I'm sitting with this prospect and I want to make this sale, but I have to convey the fact that I believe in my own stuff.
Yes.
And if you can transfer that belief to the other person, they will buy. And transference is based on how proud you are of what you do and who you serve.
Well, I'm really proud that we have a lot of amazing friends here right
now.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
Bob.
We're going to say hey to. So
Bob,
Matt, what's up? That
Donovan.
Was gold.
Donovan.
Bob, yes. Drop your kid off in the next corner. The great Ken Walls. I love it, Donovan. All you guys, thank you for being here, diehards. We are so glad you are joining us on our new time on Fridays.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Okay, so Donovan says, earned pride is the best. False pride is dangerous. I love the topic.
What would you say is false pride?
You're trying to sell something that you don't really believe in. And you're trying to make the sale so you can make a commission. But the deal is, if you don't have deep belief in it, go someplace else.
I'm glad you like this topic. And I would like to know, like, what do you personally have the most pride in? What have you done this year so far that you're most proud of?
Right. If you have children, I can tell you exactly what it is. The swim meet, the road race, whatever it is. You take pride in their winning or they're doing their personal best or whatever it is. You feel it. It's a feeling inside of you. Maybe you won the golf tournament.
But you know why it's a feeling? It's, yes, you're proud of their winning. I would argue you're also proud because you've transferred a little bit of that ownership to yourself, like you had something to do with it.
Of course you
they
did.
They won that game because you took them to all those practices.
Right.
They won that game because you gave them all that encouragement. They won that game because you built up their confidence. You know, like, it's not just that they got up there and they were naturally amazing
right.
and they rolled onto the field and won. No, like, they had training, they had prep, they had all the things, and you feel that you were a part of it. And that's the key thing here. Like, pride comes from a deep sense within.
I concur. And it has to stay with you. You have to have personal pride, not just in what you do or what you sell. You have to have personal pride in who you are, because that pride will manifest itself in every aspect of your life. You're proud when you can pick up the check at a restaurant. You're proud when your kid gets an A on a spelling test. I mean, just think about the pride that you have in others and the pride that you have in yourself, and that can manifest a sale in a given situation when someone feels what you've got. Okay, now, the challenge that you have in pride is, number one, recognizing that you need it. Number two, realizing when it happens, where's this manifested from? And are you bragging about it or are you humble about it? And then when you talk about it, it manifests itself in the words that you say without you saying this. This, you have to be from the inside out, not from the outside in. Pride is something that you have in your posture. You have it in your self-confidence. You have it in the way you carry yourself. It's your noblesse oblige. It is your savoir-faire. And you have it in a way that is so easy for you to exude that the other person gets it and goes, wow, this guy really believes in what the hell he's talking about.
Well, yeah, when you can feel... So if someone's selling to you and they come in, like, they don't really give a shit about the product or the service or how it's going to work out, and there's no pride in it, like, you're like, eh. But, like, if someone comes in and they're just so proud of what they offer and so proud of how they help people, then you can feel that pride. You can literally, like, it's like energy, and it goes and it gets transferred into the next person and into your prospect. And so your question to ask yourself is, what's your level of pride in what you offer?
And you can measure it by how much you love what you do. If you love what you do, it shows. You don't have to say it ever. Like, I love this. No, I get the fact that you love it, because the words that you're saying and the way that you say them tell me that you love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask my audiences after I've been speaking to them for an hour, can you tell that I love what I do? And they're nodding like crazy. I said, well, why do you think I'm so relaxed? And part of it is I love what I do, but the other part is I'm prepared.
Mm.
Love what I do, and I'm prepared. And so think about that, because that's going to develop from the love of do, which is the pride of do, and that's going to be able to be transferred to your customer or your prospect once they get it.
Yes, 100%.
You don't have to say that. I really love what
I do.
Well,
I'm really proud of what I do. No, like, I love when they say at the bottom of an invoice, like, we take pride in our work. Really? I don't care that you're telling me that. Freaking show me that.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to tell me we take pride.
Or
show me your pride.
Here's where I want to punch people in the face with a shovel. They say, and I mean that. No, you don't.
Honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Wait,
frankly.
So,
quite frankly.
We had this thing installed in our bedroom. It's like a duct. Is that what you call it?
Yep.
Okay. And it transfers the air. You all probably know this, but it transfers the air from the faraway place to the exact place where we want it to go. And right after these guys were done working, and they've done a lot of work in our house,
mm-hmm,
they're our HVAC
mm-hmm.
guys. Right after they were done working, Jeffrey was like, let's film a video. And so Alex comes over, he's holding the iPhone. Jeffrey films this amazing testimonial video about how great their work was, how meticulous it was. It was cleaner than one before they had arrived. How just well thought out it was. All the things, right?
Yep.
And the head guy on the job was literally almost in tears.
Yeah, he choked up. Nobody.
And he said,
"This is a guy." Look, yeah.
That was the most meaningful thing anyone's ever done after a job. Like, I'm sure people have given him money. Like, here's a tip. Thanks so much. That video showing our gratitude for their work was like, and how it was going to change our lives, or my life, because I need air, transferring the air, like, was just so meaningful to him because he took the ultimate level of pride in what he did.
Yeah, totally. And when people take pride in what they do, we have a contractor who's been working on our real estate, that we have a bunch of real estate here in this building. He is a contractor, but he's really a craftsman and a master craftsman. His name is Mike Allen. And Mike Allen, when you work in a carpentry or whatever, you make a mess. He leaves in the evening to come back in the morning, and you could eat off the floor. Mm-hmm. Everything is meticulously put away and clean so that when he comes to work the next day, he's ready to go to work. He doesn't have to find where shit is. He knows where everything is. That is a person whose pride shows. He doesn't say, "I take pride in my work." He shows it.
Yeah.
And what are you doing in your work that shows your pride? How are you conveying that message by your actions, not just by your words?
And you guys, these are questions that you need to go back and literally write down answers to, because that's the only way you're going to be able to think that through. Like, pause this for a minute and think through, or a couple minutes and think through, like, how proud are you? And how are you showing that pride? What are you doing to convey that? And usually it manifests itself in trying to be best.
Unfortunately, in our society, we have gone against pride and called it, I don't know, there's some religious bullshit about hubris and whatever. You're allowed to have pride. I'm challenging you, fuck all that bullshit and take pride in who you are. Take pride in what you do, take pride in who you represent, and take pride in what you're trying to convey to others. Take pride in your family. Take pride in your achievements or your accomplishments. Take pride in anything that you do. Take it for yourself. It's a selfish thing. Selfish is wonderful.
Pride means always striving to be your best, and it gives you an edge of personal superiority that others can feel. Like, literally, it gets transferred. Because only feeling confident is not enough. And there must be a drive and a pride to want to be best. So yes, you're always going to sell more from personal pride, but that's a byproduct of wanting to be the best, because pride has nothing to do with competition. Pride is personal, and competition is just a nuisance.
For those of you listening, I'm nodding.
Oh, man. So, like, pride and personal best go hand in hand. And so if you're thinking about, like, well, I didn't give him my all, I didn't do my best, you're going to have no pride in it. But like Adam came to us the other day and was like, I don't, these videos could be better. And I could feel it. Like, he wanted to be able to have more pride in his work.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's a matter of, like, time and effort and, like, how much you can put all into one. Like, if you want something fast, you can't always have best, right?
Yep.
And we needed it fast, and he wanted it to be fast and best. And so that to me said, I want to have pride in what I'm delivering to you. And I could feel it, and you can immediately sense it.
So let me give you an example here. Rick says there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance.
Oh, that's Donovan.
Oh, Donovan. Sorry.
Yeah.
And Rick is talking about, if I train my other sales colleagues to sell as good as I do, not me, or better, that gives me a sense of pride when I've, you know, passed along that information. But here's the real deal. If you're a leader of salespeople, and you go up to your salespeople and say, "Yeah, I'm really proud of these numbers. They've really, really done a hell of a job." No. I'm going to tell my salespeople to be proud of themselves mm-hmm. for what they've achieved and what they've accomplished so that they can take that pride internally. It's not an external statement that, well, I'm real proud of you guys. Like, fuck you, you're not proud of these guys. You're proud of the money that they've earned for you. What you want them to feel is proud of themselves for their achievements, for their accomplishments, and for their capabilities that they have manifest to help other customers.
Yeah.
Like I tell people in your belief system, the fifth part of belief is you have to believe in your heart that the customer is better off having purchased from you. And if you believe that in your heart, it manifests itself in what you're trying to convey. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of what I do. You need it also. I love what I do. You'll benefit from this. I promise you'll benefit from this, and I'll be sticking around to make sure.
All right, so you'll be sticking around, but we have to go now. So,
oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, no.
I know. We love you guys. And until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Get shit done, even if your ass falls off.
And be proud of it.